This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S.'s top health advisor says India should go into lockdown for several weeks to slow the current devastating surge in COVID cases. Dr. Anthony Fauci told the Indian Express Saturday the country doesn't need to shut down for 6 months, but a temporary one for a few weeks would have a major impact on the outbreak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government has resisted imposing a national lockdown after he says a shutdown a year ago caused widespread human suffering and a painful economic hit. India recorded more than 400,000 new cases on Saturday and added more than 7 million infections in April alone, overwhelming its healthcare system. Many states do have heavy restrictions on activity, like in the capital, New Delhi, where hospitals are at a breaking point. The hard-hit capital extended its shutdown for another week on Saturday. Israeli authorities are resuming identifying victims of one of its worst civilian disasters, with the Jewish Sabbath ending at sundown. The United States said Saturday that U.S. citizens are among the dozens killed or hurt in a stampede at an ultra-Orthodox religious festival at Israel's Mount Meron. At least 45 people were crushed to death and more than 100 injured on Friday. Witnesses say some people had fallen down slippery stairs in a narrow exit way and were trampled by a crowd of thousands. Authorities said there were children among those hurt. Israel's Justice Ministry is investigating. Safety concerns had been mounting for years about the annual event, and there's anger at lawmakers and police for allowing it to go ahead despite coronavirus restrictions. An estimated 100,000 people packed the Thursday to Friday overnight festival. This is VOA News. Russia and Western European powers gave differing accounts on Saturday of the task ahead following another round of talks over Iran's nuclear deal. Senior diplomats from France, Britain, and Germany say in a statement there is much more work and little time left, and the three countries were hoping for more progress this week. They say there isn't yet an understanding on the most crucial points. But Russia's diplomat at the table is apparently more optimistic, telling reporters a final successful outcome will come in a few weeks. He says talks will reconvene on Friday again in Vienna, with the goal still to bring the U.S. and Iran back in compliance with the 2015 accord. Somali lawmakers canceled a controversial move on Saturday to extend the African president's expired term, a move that might help defuse tensions in the capital, Mogadishu. Somalia's lower house of parliament had voted last month for a two-year presidential extension without a citizen vote, creating another political standoff in the country. President Mohamed Abdulhali Mohamed earlier Saturday addressed parliament and the nation and said he was directing his prime minister to prepare for an election. Mohamed's term expired in February, and the political crisis spiraled into a security standoff last week. Nearly 100,000 people were forced to flee their homes over fears of an all-out war between heavily armed forces split between supporting and opposing the president. Medical workers tell Reuters at least four people were shot and wounded in southern Chad during protests Saturday when security forces fired into a crowd demonstrating against last month's military takeover. Protesters were banging pots and pans in a show of defiance against the military council now in power after Chad's longtime leader, Idriss Deby, was killed nearly 2 weeks ago. Civil society leaders in a nearby town say a dozen people were arrested during a parallel protest to which security forces responded with beatings and tear gas. Turkish police say they arrested hundreds at a May Day marches on Saturday after scuffles broke out amid a coronavirus-related curfew. Istanbul's governor's office says 212 people were detained. Some labor unions were allowed to hold memorials to mark the annual May 1st holiday, but the government says others gathered illegally in violation of the lockdown. Riot police were seen fighting with protesters in Turkey's biggest city. And French police clashed with protesters Saturday in Paris at a May Day demonstration turned rowdy. Several thousand people took to the streets there and other large French cities for traditional May 1st rallies demanding greater economic and social justice. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.